If poets live on while their songs are sung, a pilgrim to these statues I have come to try and re-inspire immortal stone with songs of theirs and verses of my own. First burns the Spring Street side of Treasury Gardens. I hope my interruption he will pardon to wake him from 300 years of sleep and take him for a stroll in hope to meet a brother poet, Adam Lindsay Gordon. 2 minutes walk, just past old Treasury Building. To wake Burns' statue, there's a song I know, I'm sure would set Rab's frozen blood aflow, remind him of the Lady Maclehose and their sweet tryst lying past in Edinburgh.
I'll ne'er blame a partial fancy, nathan could resist my Nancy, but to see her was to love her, love but once, and love forever. A fond kiss, and then we sever. A farewell, and then forever. Deep and heart-wrung tears I'll pledge thee, warring sighs and groans I'll wage thee.
Now, here's my hand. I'll help you down and welcome you to Melbourne town. Don't start, man, at the trams and traffic here. The world has changed these past 300 years. Not much you'd be familiar with at all, unless the beggars there by yonder wall. Melbourne in Australia's where you are, a long, long way from Mochlin and from Ayr. Scots exiles brought your works here when they came. Across the world, Scots exiles spread your fame. Cook landed here when you were just a boy, but there's plenty down under for a man to enjoy. In Melbourne you'll find hizzies just as fair as any bonny lassies from old air. But honest men, I'll be more reticent, we're just a wee bit close to Parliament. Now, there's this fellow poet you should meet, who has a statue here just up Spring Street. I'd take it kindly if you'd maybe wait before I try to bring you up to date until we've Lindsay Gordon in the crew, and then I'll share what's new with both of you. His poetry, of course, Rab, you won't know, but he could rhyme and was a horseman too. Here, take my arm, let's cross MacArthur Street. Wait for the lights, young Adam's over there, just past that fountain, resting on a seat. I think this verse will rouse him from his chair. 'Twas merry in the glowing morn among the gleaming grass, to wander as we've wandered many a mile, and blow the cool tobacco cloud and watch the white wreaths pass, sitting loosely in the saddle all the while. 'Twas merry amid the blackwoods when we spied the station roofs, to wheel the wild scrub cattle at the yard, with a running fire of stockwhips and a fiery run of hoofs. Oh, the hardest day was never then too hard. Well, Adam, you're awakened. Let me help you from your seat. Robert Burns is here to see you. I'm so glad you two can meet. You've been like next-door neighbours, and it pains me just to think, in all these years you never got together for a drink. Across Spring Street let's make our way to the Hotel Windsor Bar, and cast aside these years of drought and have ourselves a jar. Our pint pot's full, the glasses clink, there's whisky shots as well. Here we are met, three merry boys, as surely you can tell. And maybe here carousing, we'll in privacy converse. If you want to share our company, you'll have to read our verse.